Welcome to What's New in National Defense Magazine, a podcast on military, homeland security, and technology trends, available on Apple News. In this episode, National Defense discusses the Army's work with the auto racing industry, the service's counter-drone initiatives, and upgrades to its air and missile defense capabilities. This month's episode is brought to you by LinQuest. First, Army officials have attended auto racing and off-roading events to see how hobbyists and professional teams are solving the challenges of operating vehicles, particularly autonomous ones, at high speeds over extreme terrain. The Army's Ground Vehicle Systems Center collaborated with Clemson University on Deep Orange 12, which was a project to develop a vehicle for the Indy Autonomous Challenge. Master's students in Clemson's International Center for Automotive Research worked with industry partners to develop a suite of sensors and hardware to replace the driver of an Indy car. The cars debuted in October 2021, running solo laps to prove the technology. In January, they went head-to-head at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, passing each other at speeds up to 160 miles per hour. One challenge for autonomous technology is getting a vehicle to constantly assess and adapt to the terrain, as well as the vehicle's own physics. The Army has been working with the racing and academic communities on how to teach a vehicle to learn mobility limits and make constant adjustments. While the racing industry might have specific pieces of technology that could inform or transfer over to military vehicles, it is how the industry is innovating with model-based systems, engineering, and virtual prototyping tools that could be the most useful to the Army right now. While the Army is looking to learn all it can from racing, there are practical limitations. The biggest barrier to bringing racing innovations to Army vehicles is scale, an Army official said. While a racing technology could solve an Army need in theory, it might be too expensive to produce at volume. The second challenge is visible in the pits. Legions of engineers, technicians, and analysts glued to computer screens monitoring reams of real-time vehicle data and making constant adjustments throughout a race. There are also challenges on the operational side of the personnel equation when the Army introduces highly technical software-defined systems. Also for the Army to keep pace with innovation, it needs to change how it recruits, hires, and trains, the Army official said. Next, the Army's Joint Counter-Small Unmanned Aircraft Systems Office is leading the effort to address how the military will combat adversaries' use of small drones, both now and in the future. To demonstrate capabilities and inform future requirements, the office has concluded exercises twice a year with the services and industry. Three exercises have been held so far and focused on a range of technology areas, including low collateral interceptors that can neutralize small UAS, inexpensive ground-launched and handheld capabilities, and high-powered microwave technology. A fourth demonstration, held in September, looked at the systems evaluated in past exercises and other fielded counter-drone capabilities to reevaluate how the updated technology has improved. Once it identifies capability gaps, the office will work with industry technology available while also leveraging the services to build prototypes. One of the technologies the military has decided to invest in is the Army's Coyote drone, which is part of the Howler counter UAS system. Coyote is a tube-launched drone that is deployable from the ground, air, or on ships, according to the manufacturer Raytheon. It features a seeker and a warhead, making it capable to identify and eliminate adversary drones. Another mounted system the Joint Office selected is the Marine Corps' Marine Air Defense Integrated System, which uses both kinetic and electronic warfare jamming methods to block radio frequencies and neutralize enemy drones. In addition, the Office has selected the Forward Area Air Defense Command and Control System as its battlefield management system. The platform was the Army's system for short-range air defense and counter-rocket, artillery, and mortar missions, according to the service. The office is also standing up a joint counter-small unmanned aircraft system academy by fiscal year 2024 to create more holistic training across the services. Moving forward, the office will continue hosting demonstrations and work closely with industry and agencies across the department to synchronize counter-drone solutions. Last, new air and missile defense systems are some of the Army's top modernization priorities that the service has promised would be in the hands of soldiers by fiscal year 2023. Now, a mix of coordinated technologies, from directed energy weapons to advanced radars, are on track for fielding in the coming months. Raytheon Intelligence and Space is set to deliver all the subsystems for the Directed Energy Maneuver Short-Range Air Defense to the Army by the end of October, a company executive said. The systems will be integrated onto 4 Stryker fighting vehicles and then sent for further training with soldiers. Once the newly finished subsystems are integrated, there is a possibility that the laser-equipped Strykers could be sent overseas for real operations in 2023, the Raytheon executive said. The technology consists of a 50-kilowatt laser that is designed to engage with and defeat various aerial threats, including drones, rotary wing aircraft, rockets, artillery, and mortars. The initial objective of the Directed Energy Program was to have 1/3 of the Army's Stryker vehicles be equipped with laser weapons as opposed to kinetic variants. The service's vision is to have vehicles mounted with lasers work in tandem with those outfitted with the Maneuver Short-Range Air Defense, which is equipped with a weapon platform designed by Leonardo DRS with sensors, direct fires, missiles, 2-gun variants, and Raytheon's Stinger missile launcher. Raytheon is also overcoming production delays to deliver another capability for the Army's air and missile defense portfolio, the lower-tier air and missile defense sensor. Intended as a replacement for the Raytheon-made Patriot system, the 360-degree radar is designed to detect evolving aerial threats such as ballistic and cruise missiles, fixed-wing aircraft, and unmanned aerial systems. Despite the delays, Raytheon is on track to deliver 4 prototypes to the Army mandated by Congress no later than December 2023, a company spokesperson said. At the center of the service's future missile missions will be the Army Integrated Air and Missile Defense System. The platform links current and upcoming sensors, weapons, and mission command technologies into a common integrated fire control capability across all echelons, an Army spokesperson said. Check out our website and read more stories in the most recent issue of National Defense at www.nationaldefensemagazine.org and look for copies at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million stores across the United States. LinQuest is proud to sponsor today's podcast. From concept to capability, LinQuest is a national security space leader that enables defense and intelligence missions through advanced digital solutions and the development, integration, and operation of mission-critical systems.